Hi, everybody. This is Abby Smith, and you're listening to Broadcast. We were just listening to the song Boyhood, the band Boyhood with their song Heat. I've been forcing you all to keep listening to that, I think, every week for the past couple of weeks because I'm so obsessed with it. We're going to be focusing today on the upcoming really amazing festivals in New Brunswick. From 23rd to 26th is the Shifty Bits Cult. It's number 4 for them. And they're calling this one Inferno, and it's going to get pretty fiery. So I'm going to start the first half of the show with bands that are going to Shifty Bits. Behind me right now is Animai, which is also going to Sappy Fest, and I'm going to showcase some of those bands too. Boyhood is actually coming to St. John, which is really exciting. They're going to be playing at Callahan's, and I'll get back to you with the exact date. I think I'm going to talk to them too, and I hope I don't fangirl too much. So thank you all for tuning in. It's going to be 100% FemCon as usual, and probably 100% CanCon as well, because I'm so patriotic. You're listening to Abigail Smith on 107.3 FM, and this is Broadcast.
sitting on the bank. And in a movie, you see that thought is awkward. I said in mind, I took it to mind.
That was Mauno with their song Benny. And before that was Animai, Black Crow. There's a little instrumental piece of Mauno's that I'm playing behind me right now, a little interlude in the middle of their split tape that they did with Volvo Culture, who I'm also going to play. I'm really excited. I'm going to Sappy Fest and to Shifty Bits, and I feel like it's going to be really depleting, but I'm looking forward to it. I think that it'll be interesting for this will be the first time I'm going in a professional capacity, and my first Shifty Bits, it was 2 years ago, it was their second one. I completely was out of control. I got my first tattoo. It was a really pivotal moment for me, but I think that this year it'll be interesting to be, you know, I'll be on the clock, I'll be observing and recording and tiny interviews with people, and so I just hope that no one remembers me from 2 years ago and tries to tattoo me. Or not, maybe that would be fun, a bit more like a gonzo journalism for Shifty Bits. And Sappy is near and dear to my heart since I grew up in Sackville for the most part, and it's gotten through this incredible evolution for a while there when they were bringing in Arcade Fire and as their secret shows, they really went all out. And I think that in a way they've dialed it back. I think that they ultimately maybe went a little overboard with the acts that they were booking. This is just my perspective and not a criticism of Sappy at all, because I enjoyed every year I went. But it seems like this year they are coming back to their own with more grassroots bands, back to the nature of why Sappy Fest was started in the first place, of showcasing these independent bands and giving them just the smallest excuse to come to Sackville, New Brunswick, of all places. And I guess last weekend was Evolve, which I did not go to because it's kind of really not my scene. No judgment. I don't think, anyway, but interestingly enough about Evolve was that it was kind of under threat. And I'm sure you all were hearing about the drug testing. They wanted to, for damage control, they wanted to implement an area where you could go have your drugs tested if you were bringing some recreational substances, that you could have them examined to make sure that you knew what you were ingesting. And even though there is a precedent for this, and festivals across the country do it, whatever insurance company Evolve was with was very upset by this and revoked their insurance if they went forward with the drug testing. Which is interesting because, of course, I think that most people wish that they could still do it. Ultimately, they didn't do it. They pulled out their drug testing, and the
insurance was reinstated and the festival went forward as planned, and I think that everyone had a really great time. But the underbelly of festival culture is that is one of drugs, and is one of, unfortunately at times, sexual harassment and sexual assault. And so I wonder how we can address that in a more productive way. Having a bunch of young people on drugs is not conducive to a healthy environment. And even though Evolve is supposed to be this wonderful experience, and most people I know that have gone said that they absolutely loved it, some people go every year, I totally appreciate that Evolve wanted to push forward in their safety measures. And I wonder when New Brunswick and Nova Scotia will catch up with that, with maybe the rest of the country. We are kind of backwards. I'm going to keep playing music. I'm not going to ramble about drugs for hours. Don't do drugs. I'm going to put on Cross, which is an old favorite. Not old favorite. It's their new album, Low. I'll play their song, Golden Hearth. And you've been listening to a rambly, over-caffeinated Abigail Smith on 107.3 FM. And this is Broadcast.
Yeah.
They are so creepy. That was Cross with Golden Hearth. I love that band. I'm so excited to see them. They're going to be at Sappy Fest, and I think that I'm going to have some kind of meltdown when they go on stage. It's always like a harsh reality when I realize when the lineups come up, when the schedules come out for festivals, and I realize that like every band I want to see is happening at the same time. So I know that it's going to be every festival I go to this summer is going to be like be running around from trying to absorb as much as possible, which is probably going to make me end up passing out. But I went to actually a festival last weekend that was like the opposite of Shifty Bits. It was and amazingly, I'd never heard of it before this year, which I was really ashamed of myself. But it's a Harmony Bazaar in Lockport, Nova Scotia, and it is a all-female music festival, and it's been going on for 10 years in Lockport. And I don't know if anyone out there knows where Lockport is, but I'm from the South Shore, and it is a tiny, tiny little town. It looks like when you drive into it, you think that you're in Scotland. Like, it makes you realize why they called it Nova Scotia, because it's like completely Scottish. And the festival itself was actually like really slick in this beautiful park, and they had two huge stages, and there was a beer garden, which I was very happy about. And the lineup was really great. Amelia Curran played, and she was amazing as usual. Melissa Ferrick played, and Irish Maithen, who was super fun. And I had actually never heard of her. It's so embarrassing that I'm realizing that I constantly need to inform myself. But anyway, she was great. There was an amazing LGBTQ presence in the festival. It was very vocal, and it was a really fun time. And it was different for me because I'm so used to these festivals where it's all this like young people, you know, girls in like butt exposing shorts and guys in tank tops. not that there's anything wrong with that, and that's my subculture, but this festival was largely attended by older women who were really, really loving the music, and there's lots of men there too, of course, but it was a different vibe. It was a different festival, and I was really welcomed, and I felt very privileged to be able to take part. The Nova Scotian Super Soul Review played, and they are the best soul band I've ever seen live. They were so fun. There's six women in the band, and they are, as well as the organ player and the bass player and the drum player, and then there's a piano, and the six women rotate who's playing the piano, and they all rotate. There are no backup singers. Like, they all switch. If every song has a different lead singer, so they all get a chance to showcase their incredible, huge voices, and I just can't imagine what it's like to be able to make that sound come out of you, because these women have these huge, huge voices. Sam Splash is in the band. She's incredible in her own right, and she played solo as well. She was really, really amazing. And not being much of a folk fan myself, I appreciate it, and I was totally there to learn, so I really enjoyed the whole day's events. But by the end of the night, when the Super Soul Review played, they totally revived me, because they were so much fun and so upbeat. And they even played a Chaka Khan song, which is incredible. But moving back to looking forward into the bands that we're going to see, I'm going to move right along and play Human Music, which I have never seen before, and I just started listening to them because seeing that they're on the Sappy Fest lineup. Oh, Cross is on the Sappy Fest lineup too, by the way. That's why I played them. I'm going to play the song Jazz Kids. And I'm also going to throw in some Clark O'Weiner, who is from Sackville, and I saw her recently at Callahan's. She did a really great set. She and Tawanda, who are playing Shifty Bits, they are both playing in Halifax on this coming Monday. And I think I might be there. I really hope so. It's going to be an all-ages show. I'll post a link to that on my Facebook page. It's going to be Best Fiends, Clark O'Weiner, and Tawanda, and a couple of other bands. I'll get back to you with that. So that would be like really fun to see. I'll go right along with Human Music, and then I will play you some Clark O'Weiner. We'll be right back.
Ooh, that was, I got those two mixed up when I was gonna, when I introduced them earlier. That last song was the Human Music song, Jazz Kids. And that was the first song on their album, Sup, S-U-P. And before that was Carker Weiner with Death Row Tall, the awesomely named song. I'm kind of experiencing like a revelation right now, personally in the booth, because I'm realizing I effing love Tim Hortons coffee. Mike Specht, our programming director, bought me a Tim Hortons coffee. It's the first one I've had in years, and I am totally wired. I'm like bouncing off the walls in here. I've got my sunglasses on because my eyes are like bugging out of my head. So I think that even when my show is done, I'm just going to stay on the air and talk for just hours about Sappy Fest and Shifty. Mike Specht is copping out. He's going to Way Home instead because he's an Ontario boy. But we on the Maritimes know that it is festival country here. Future Forest is coming up too. That's in New Brunswick. And I want to say Keswick. And I've never been to that either. I'm again, my foray into electronic music has just begun. So I feel like if I went, I'd be kind of overwhelmed, but probably would really enjoy it. And I'd probably also be very drunk. But I mean, I don't think I've ever missed a Sappy Fest. Even years that I've lived away from Sackville, I've always seemed to go back. I started going when I was 16 and we moved there, my family and I. And I volunteered, and I was so nervous around all these really cool, awesomely dressed art students that were organizing Sappy Fest. And that was when I had started at CHMA. As a volunteer, I had a show there. And I was, like, desperately ashamed of my music taste and pretty ashamed of myself in general. You know, I was a pubescent girl, so I was just, like, soaked in shame. And I so badly wanted to be a part of Sappy, and they completely welcomed me, and I volunteered for years. I think that I eventually became kind of a crappy volunteer as I moved away from being a teenager and was just like a delinquent. I think that I ended up being kind of a crappy volunteer, and I'm really sorry about that. So I promise Sappy Fest I'll be better at covering it than I was at doing security per se. But I mean, they should really get rid of those orange security shirts because they look horrible on everybody and nobody takes you seriously. I think that like I have a lot of really embarrassing stories from Sappy Fest over the years. I definitely have embarrassing stories from Shifty, but that's like not news. I already told you guys I was totally messed up for the whole Shifty bits. If anyone out there has any embarrassing Sappy Fest stories, I would love to hear them because that would make me feel a lot better about my like... Man, like, I think about the outfits that I wore. I so carefully picked them out when I was 16 and just trying to convince these people I was, like, so cool and with it. And, like, I knew who Chad Van Galen was, even though I had no idea. And now I totally know who he is, and I'm not pretending anymore. Speaking of embarrassing stories from Chad Van Galen, there is somebody out there in St. John who I know. Her embarrassing Sappy Fest story is that she kicked Chad Van Galen out of the tent because he tried to go in. An opening that wasn't an entrance, it was an exit. And she was so mortified after. She was just like, I don't know why I did that. I just panicked. So I won't say who it is because she'll murder me. But if anyone else has like embarrassing festival stories, you should totally send them to me because I crave embarrassing stories that make me feel better about myself. Okay, well, I'm going to stop talking at you guys. I'm going to play the Lonely Parade because they're just so fun. And I promise not to play the song with swear words in it. But they do have this song called My Mom Got Hit On at a Punk Show. And it has some cussing in it, so I can't play it right now. But you should definitely check it out. It's off of their Sheer Luxury EP. But I'm going to play Fake Break for you guys because that's a really good song too. You are still listening. Thank you for listening to Abby Smith. And this is broadcast on 107.3 FM.
You can't afford to feel the pain. profits by the book. They say that you can't lay down with another man. Legitimate to the evolution. I believe in this and you in that.
You can't afford to feel the pain. I know exactly who to blame. You can't afford to feel the pain. I know exactly.
Maybe they were gay. Maybe they were friends with benefits. By the book they say that you can't lay down with another man.
That you can't lay down with another man. That you can't lay down with another man. That you can't lay down with another man. That you can't lay down with another man.
That was Tawanda with Don't Let It Dress You Down. And that is a really empowering song that makes me want to do very bad things. They are coming to Shifty Bits. And as I said before, they're going to be in Halifax on this Monday, this coming Monday, at an all-ages event. And I will share that with all of you on my Facebook page. That I know that you all check religiously and wait for my updates on Tenderhooks. I know that my fans are out there. I don't have any stalkers yet, which is very disappointing, but I'm sure that will pan out eventually. Before that was Lonely Parade with Fake Break, which has a really, really delicious guitar in it. I love that sound. And they just seem so weird. I mean, their voices are so kind of monotonous, but not without some jazzy life to them. So I'm very excited to see them live because I feel like they will be very strange, in a really relatable way. Again, listen to the song. My mom got hit on a punk show. It's very dancey. There is some cussing in it. So if that offends you, don't listen to it, but you should probably just get over yourself and listen to the song. I'm going to move on to a Halifax band, Volva Culture, who are awesome. And like, what a great name. I love the idea of just inserting vulva into anything you possibly can. I mean, I'm going to start using it as an exclamation. Probably not around my grandfather, but there you go.
this Volvo Culture, and I'm probably gonna I may play both of their songs on the split tape that they did with Mauno, but I'll start it off with Human Garbage. That was Human Garbage by Volvo Culture, and it's just such a dreamy song. I mean, for much of it, it was making me feel like I wanted to put on a big puffy dress and dance with a boy I like.
So instead of going, I was going to play their other song from that split tape, Energy Bones, but I'm gonna stick with the prom theme, and I'm gonna go over to Nancy Pants, who are also playing in Sappy Fest, and they're also coming to St. John on the 30th, which is ridiculous, and I'm really excited. And I'm also interviewing them on Saturday, I think, which is just like gonna be so bad. They're just gonna hate me, but I don't even care. I'm just gonna drool all over them through the phone. It's a phone interview, so you don't have to be worried for their safety. So I'm going to play their song Prom, which has a really great kind of like back and forth calling aspect to it vocally. It's a really fun song. It's going to be so much fun to see them. I think they're going to be like the danciest band. Well, maybe not the danciest, but like just it'll be really fun swaying rock time. I have Prom on the mind kind of because I just watched Pretty in Pink over again, and I'm sure you all have seen it. I hope you've seen it. I'm not going to care about spoilers because that's stupid, but that song just totally reminds me of the part where Andy is at her boss's house, the woman that dresses really crazy, and she just gets like this like painfully like this fit of nostalgia, and she puts on her old pink, bright pink prom dress, and she does her hair in a big beehive, and she makes Andy dance with her. And I don't think that like I have that like prom nostalgia, because I was like, my prom experience was like normal and like fine, and it wasn't like super exciting. I mean, like, it was a little exciting. I drank champagne in a van. Like, it was a little cool, but it wasn't like, I never felt like it was like climactic. So it's so funny to watch those like 80s teenage movies, and it's like prom is just absolutely everything. Like, my prom is in my cafeteria, so it was not like everything was coming down to this. I did go with an older boy though, so that was pretty, you know, I was pretty cool by then. After a couple of Sappy Fests, I got cooler. So yes, that's, and sometimes I feel when I'm on here and I'm yelling at you guys and I'm playing all this music, I feel like that annoying person at a party that's like, oh, can I just put on a song? And then they like, you know, they take over your laptop and they put on like the stupid song, and you're like, why are you in my house? I didn't even invite you. But I hope you did invite me. I hope you turned your radios on, or your laptops, or your Walkmans,
and you invited me into your home. And again, I always am so curious about what you guys are all doing while I'm on the air, like nattering away at you. Maybe you're like clutching your head and screaming on the ground. But I really hope not. And if so, like, I'll calm down. I won't be so hyperactive. So you should send me photos of what you're doing, because that would be fun. And also, if you want me to be less like that annoying person at a party, send me music that you want me to play. If I am always trying to farm FemCon from anyone that will give it to me, and it's like, I saw this t-shirt the other day saying, like, it said that Canadian is not a genre, and that totally applies to FemCon, because we are everywhere. Women are in every genre. We're all over the place. What we need to do, it's just like what Soledad Munoz said, the owner of Gennaro Sounds Collective and record label in Vancouver that I showcased a couple weeks ago. She said that women are the vitamin C for a sick world. When you're sick, you need vitamin C, and that's what women is. That's what FemCon is. And so you guys should send me as much as I can handle until my ears explode with FemCon. And then I play it on the radio. And I'll be fine. Don't worry. I can handle it. Moss Lime are coming to Sappy Fest, which will be really fun. And I know that everyone in my life is really frustrated because I play this song all the time in my apartment. And everyone's like, please, please shut this off. Can you please put on something different? But it's my apartment, so they have to listen to what I want. You could probably guess it's like the Abbey Show all the time. So I'm going to put on Ice Cream Sandwiches by Moss Lime. And then I'm definitely going to play Calabria 2015 because it's so much fun.
When it's really dark.
Amazingly, we are coming to the end of my hour, and I won't do as threatened. I won't actually stay on air and force you guys to listen to me. I'll let the pre-recorded stuff go forward. Thank you all so much for listening and being so patient, as always. I am so looking forward to hearing all of this music live and hearing from all of you out there about what you're looking forward to. I just shared on my Facebook page an amazing article written by our, like, the incredible Julia Wright. She wrote a meditation for Vice on sobriety in the Maritimes and the complications that arise from that, especially as a young woman and the culture around it, here, of all places. I'm sorry to very dramatically get actually, like, serious and maybe a little bit more radio-y. I'm sure it's very jarring. So I shared that on my Facebook page. It's an incredible article. She's an amazing writer. I will also share the music I played today, and maybe I'll just, like, share some photos of me, like, just, like, sitting on the street and just hanging out. Thank you all so much for tuning in. This has been Abigail Smith on 107.3 FM, and this is Broadcast. When you're